has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the March 5th, the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, broadcasting once again from the Valley of the Sun in Scottsdale, Arizona. Well, the market obviously does not like Mr. Trump's trade war, his rattling of the sabers. I went into this at length over the weekend in my newsletter. If you did not get my newsletter, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com and read the article about trade wars and the history of trade wars. Well, the market's having a little war with itself this morning, the bulls versus the bears. The bears are winning right now, the market down 97 points. That's where the Dow Jones is right now, and it's at 24,441. Probably do us a little good to look at technical analysis of the markets. See where we're at here a little bit later in the show. The S&P 500 is down 11 points. 2,679. Where is that next support level from a technical point of view? We'll take a look at that today. The NASDAQ down 37 points, 7,220 on the NASDAQ. It's down 0.5% this morning. Crude oil is up 10 cents to $61.35. Gold's down $1.40 to $1,322 per ounce. The 10-year yield this morning behaving itself quite nicely, and it's kind of sitting in that 2.84 area where it's been for quite some time, although we started the year now at 2.40. We're currently at 2.84, but at least the bond market has calmed down for now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where our Padres are in the Peoria, Arizona area playing some spring ball. We had a streak of 5 wins in a row, which was broken up yesterday by the Oakland Athletics. That's because I attended the game yesterday in the Valley of the Sun. But sure is exciting watching the boys of summer, even in the springtime, getting loosened up. We saw a Hosmer home run yesterday. It was a laser shot to center field. Landed right in some guy's poor picnic basket. Man, that Hosmer, he's got some power. Well, the market is off to a slow start this week. I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend about the tariffs. The proposed tariffs, they're proposed right now. President Trump tweets that Canada and Mexico would win exemptions to plan tariffs on steel and aluminum only if the two countries sign a new and fair NAFTA trade deal. In other words, he'll exempt our big trading partners, Canada, which supplies a lot of steel and aluminum to us. Mexico, not so much, but he will exempt them from the tariffs if the two countries sign a new and fair NAFTA deal. Well, you know, as I went through my article on trade wars and on tariffs, I came to the conclusion that he's using it as a negotiating tactic. I don't think it's going to be a lasting type of tariff that's really designed to protect our steel industry. There's also an election in Philadelphia. I want to say it's in the Pittsburgh area, and a special election next week in a steel town for the Congress. And that's another reason why Mr. Trump could be talking tough, because, you know, the Steelers back there in Pittsburgh like tough talk on trade, on steel, protecting American jobs. The market does not like it, however. If you remember back during President Obama's reign, he placed tariffs on Chinese tires. It costs millions and millions of dollars to save about 1,200 jobs here in the U.S. under pressure from the labor unions. And it drove the prices of tires up. So in the end, the consumer had to pick up foot the bill. And that's how many would feel about this current tariff on steel that is proposed now. It has not been placed on steel and aluminum yet. But it is proposed. I find very, very few people, especially from the conservative side of the aisle, that support this at all. So it'll be interesting to see. In the meantime, the market doesn't like it. The market wants it to just kind of go away from now. Well, anyways, ministers from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico are scheduled to meet today. Interesting timing. He puts the tariffs on, he threatens the tariffs, and then he says, hey, Canada, Mexico, I'll exempt you guys if you'll play fair on NAFTA. If you're fair to us on avocados, we'll be fair to you on steel. So we'll see where all of this leads. It'll be interesting. Let's see how the steel stocks are doing today. There's actually an ETF called SLX. And it is actually down a little bit today. So it doesn't seem like the steel stocks are anticipating that these tariffs will stick. Height Securities issues a special situations report on the steel and aluminum tariffs announced by President Trump. Well, they come to the same conclusion that I do. We expect that the White House is pushing to finalize tariffs on steel and aluminum imports by the end of this week, likely in order to use any tariffs to bolster support for Republican Rick Saccone, who is running for the U.S. House of Representatives in a special election in a district outside of Pittsburgh on March 13th. So a week from tomorrow, you see, you've got this guy that they want to get in, the Republicans do, named Rick Saccone. And tough talk on steel may just be the ticket. We expect that the goal is aggressive given the lack of progress in reviewing the legal and procedural elements of any proposed tariff. So it is possible the administration will be unable to finalize the tariffs within that time frame. Now here's what they say, and I concur with this. We expect that the administration will include carve-outs to the tariffs, almost certainly company-specific. The fact that Trump announcement received such significant pushback is likely only retrenching his commitment to act, but they think, like I do, that it's a negotiating tactic and that it's temporary. I mean, are you going to go out and sell all your stocks because of a proposed tariff against aluminum and steel, which obviously would trickle down? It would raise steel and aluminum prices, which... think of the industries like Caterpillar or the companies like Caterpillar and Ford and Boeing and others that use a lot of steel and aluminum. I don't think Trump's going to hurt them. He likes them just as much as he likes the steel makers. So I think in the end, again, it's much ado about nothing. But in the meantime, it's an irritation, isn't it? It's no fun watching the Dow down 134 points. Well, we like to always track the world and the global economies to see whether or not the global economy is starting to falter. This bull market has now been raging for 9 years. It will eventually come to an end. There will be lots of clues, hopefully, before the demise of the current bull is here. Things like slowing global economies, things like slowing jobs creation, things like rising unemployment. We're not seeing any of that yet, but we continue to monitor. We continue to keep our ear to the ground. The Eurozone economic roar loses some momentum, hit a little speed bump in February over there in the Eurozone, as the European Central Bank is looking to end its ultra-easy monetary policy. The PMI index fell to 57. That's still pretty hot, however, from January's 58.8, but remained way above the 50 level that indicates expansion. Anything over 50 is good. It was 58.8 in January. It was 57.1. in February. That's in the Eurozone. It's too early to read much into this monthly look decline, says Chris Williamson, chief economist at IHS Market. French business activity slows to a four-month low in February. Gee, a lot of things happened in February. February was not a good month. Can we go back and do February again? French business activity slowed to 57.3. That's still really good, however, in February, from 59.6 in January. Well, boy, Friday was an unbelievable day in one sector of the market. Breakouts all over the place. What was that sector? Talk about it when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. You know, Friday was kind of a crazy day in the market. It started off really slow. The markets were on the downside. They were not happy with the Trump tariffs. Then all of a sudden, the NASDAQ just started to take off. And as I went through my database, I looked at hundreds and hundreds of charts on Friday, which I think is the most important thing that I do as it relates to the market on a daily basis. It gives me a good overall feel for what is going on in the market, down into the minutiae. You know, a lot of people just look at the average. The Dow's down 80 points. That's all they see. What they didn't see was the NASDAQ was up 78 points, and one sector on Friday, there was more than one, but one was especially unbelievably red hot. That was the biotech sector. Now, I have recently added some biotech stocks to my ultra growth portfolio and to my speculative portfolio. I don't know what's going on. You know, a lot of them are now starting to finally see the fruits from their labors of all of the lab tests and all the clinical trials. I know that Trump has vowed to make the FDA a little bit more responsive so it doesn't take 10 years to get a drug to market. Maybe that's part of it. Mergers and acquisitions are definitely part of it. And I think just advancements and progress that we're making in the biotech industry that is helping this sector. But as I look at my A-plus list every day of momentum stocks, okay, now remember, there's almost 5,500 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds in my Best Stocks Now database. And that database is part of the Best Stocks Now app. If you go to beststocksnowapp.com and you click on stocks, and right at the top of the screen is ideas for traders. And that's exactly what they are. They're ideas for traders to look at. But these are the strongest of the strong from a performance slash momentum point of view of stocks in the entire market. And I would say on a daily basis, the average is about 100 or so out of 5,500. So you're looking at the top 1 to 2% of the market here. This is the cream that rises to the top. And they come from all walks of life. Some of them are $1 stocks. Some of them are well-known, blue-chip stocks. And what do they all have in common? Momentum. Momentum is a strong force in the stock market. Now, I like momentum in the way that I see the market. I like to buy strength, but I like to see underlying value also. However, short-term traders, value. What do they care about a five-year target price? They care much more about a five-minute chart, right? That's the way it goes. And I know that within my listening audience, I have people, investors from all walks of life. I have long-term investors. I have conservative investors. I have ultra-conservative. I have aggressive investors. That's why I always talk with people before I get started on our journey together. And I have folks that listen to the show that are also traders. I have 55,000 followers on StockTwits, which is a trading website. It's Twitter for stock people. And I send out several tweets during the day. I have people that follow my trading, and they subscribe to my live trading service, and I send out, when I pull the trigger, I send it out what I pulled the trigger on and just how much and why. And that A-plus list is pretty useful. I mean, I look at every one of those every single day. I look at a chart of those A-plus stocks every single day, and that's all I can tell you is that recently that list has been dominated by biotech stocks. So go figure. You know, the app doesn't know why. The app is apolitical. The app does not know what's going on in the world. It's mathematical. It completely cuts through all of the emotion and looks at just the facts. These are the strongest stocks in the entire market right now. And I have my own algorithm for figuring out my momentum numbers. I give them a grade on momentum. And this list is only A-plus momentum grades. Well, I see that there's news today in the biotech arena, but you got to understand, there's a lot of risk in the biotech arena. It's all it takes is a phase 3 study to fizzle for a biotech stock to get crushed. But the allure to the biotech sector is a phase 3 study that goes right. And the results are better than expected, and the drug shows promise. And if it's for a widely, a disease that is a lot of people, affects a lot of people, the drug, the stock can go way up. And sometimes even a drug that shows promise for a narrow, you know, some kind of rare form of skin cancer or whatever the case may be, these stocks can jump. I see there's one today, Clearside Biomedical. Now, I'm just giving you this as an example, and then I'm going to give you one that's getting crushed today. We're fair and balanced here. Clearside Biomedical has a drug for treating diseases. They're working on drugs for eye disease. Their supracordial CLSTA is successful in late stage uveitis study. Now, I'm sure all the ophthalmologists out there know exactly what uveitis is. The app doesn't know what it is. The shares are jumping. The stock is up 40% this morning. Positive results from a phase 3 clinical trial. Another one that's been on my list here recently is AIMT. It has been an A-plus momentum stock. I have no exposure to either one of these stocks. But I see today that Nestle's is taking a 15% stake. That's 8.5 billion shares in AI Immune Therapeutics, AIMT. A-plus momentum stock. So, take a look at those A-plus momentum stocks every day. Do your own research. Look at the charts yourself and have a little bit of fun with them. There's some amazing charts in there. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Oh,
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, it's been a crazy, wild and crazy market here recently. Believe it or not, some stocks have been totally unaffected by it. It's as if they don't even know what's going on in the indexes and in the averages and on the CNBC and Fox Business Channel. They just continue to hit new highs. And one of those stocks I continue to own. In fact, it continues to be the largest holding here at my firm. It's the number one holding by size. I own it in both the Ultra Growth portfolio and the Premier Growth portfolio. And while the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 70 points on Friday, this stock was exploding higher to new highs. It's now a $131 billion company. It regularly gets bashed on the air by value types and skeptics and others. But it continues to defy the skeptics and continues to hit new highs. The stock headquartered in Los Gatos, California, by the name of Netflix. And Netflix, once again today, is hitting a new all-time high to $303.90. Macquarie, well, they're a big money management firm. They hiked their target price on Netflix to $330 from $276. The stock today is at $304. Now, Netflix has been probably one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. It had blowout earnings here recently in their most recent quarter. In fact, let's just take a look at their sales and let's take a look at their earnings here in their most recent quarter. Sales were up 33%. Earnings were up 173%. Take that, General Electric. If we look over the last four quarters of Netflix earnings, up 567%, up 67%, up 142%, up 173%. Over the last 5 years, the earnings, not top-line sales, earnings at Netflix have been growing by 45% per year. And you know how I like to say that stocks follow earnings? Well, look at the performance of the shares of Netflix. The shares have been accelerating along with the accelerating earnings. It's funny how they run together, earnings and stock price. And, of course, when those earnings eventually start to slow down, which they inevitably will at some point, then the stock will start to slow down. But that ain't happening yet. Over the last 10 years, Netflix, 58% per year, that's the performance of the stock. Over the last 5 years, 85% per year. Over the last 12 months, 126% up. Momentum grade, A+. Remember I said how that momentum grade screen contains stocks from all walks of life? From little $1 biotechs on up to $300 mega cap stocks like Netflix? Pretty amazing for a $130 billion company to still be moving at a momentum pace of A+. You see, at one time, IBM was the darling. Cisco was the darling. General Electric was a darling many, many, many years ago. I see that same dynamic over here in spring training. Let me draw a baseball analogy. The San Diego Padres have hundreds of players out on their fields, from the rookies on up to the washed-up veterans that are fighting to make it back into the big leagues. In fact, we have two veterans. One's a 6'10" pitcher by the name of Chris Young, who's fighting to keep his career alive. He's on the bubble. Doesn't look like he's going to make it to me. And there's another one, Alan Craig, who's trying to make the team after being absent from the game for a couple of years. Alan Craig has the distinction of being the guy who took over for Albert Pujols when he was traded to the Angels. And St. Louis got Alan Craig instead. Alan Craig was okay, but he missed all of last year, and he's trying to make the team. I just don't see it. I watched him, you know, I've watched him several times. There's no crispness in the bat. And, you know, he needs to impress to make the team. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, there's a 19-year-old player on the Padres by the name of Fernando Tatis Jr. And I remember watching his father, Fernando Tatis Sr., play baseball. Well, his son, is the number 8 prospect in all of baseball. And he's here at our spring training camp. He's the youngest player in spring training. He's the new up-and-comer. He's 19 years old. And as the players walk from their locker room to the practice fields, we get to interact with them. It's a pretty cool environment. And when Alan Craig walked by, nobody went up to him and asked him for his autograph, the poor guy. When Fernando Tatis Jr. finished his practice and started to head for the locker room, he was mobbed. Even I was in there trying to get the kid's autograph because of the upside potential and the growth and the future that this kid might represent. One player looking backwards on his career and one player looking forward on his career. And I just thought of that baseball analogy in the stock market. You've got washed-up veterans that are now growing by 3%, 2% per year, the Walmarts of the world. You've got other ones that are now, injured from their years of battle, the GEs of the world. And you've got these young buck up and coming stocks like Netflix that everybody wants. It's autograph. It's batting average 58% per year over the last 10 years. It's up 126%. Just don't pay too much for that baseball signed by Netflix. Don't pay too much for that autograph. Also pay attention to valuation. Netflix is currently ranked number 118 out of 5,541 stocks. And Fernando Tatis Jr. is currently ranked number 8 amongst all the prospects in baseball, and everybody wants his autograph. Okay, here's a stinky subject. The fertilizer stocks are upgraded at Cowan on a game-changing data. Well, I own a fertilizer stock. I haven't owned a fertilizer stock in quite some time. I remember back in 2011 when the fertilizer stocks were some of the hottest stocks going. You know, it takes a lot of nutrients on those crops to feed a hungry world. If you're a gardener like myself, you know that nitrogen is an important product for a plant to grow. Without it, it will shrivel. And a lot of the earth's soil has to be fortified and replenished with nitrogen and potassium and other fertilizers. Potash is the word I was looking for, in order for plants to grow. Fertilizer stocks are also commodity-related stocks. This is an excellent environment for commodity-related stocks. Many of them pay a nice dividend. Now, I don't really want to, I'll bet anything, as you drive through Deerfield, Illinois, you can probably smell where the CF Industries plant is. They make nitrogen fertilizers, including urea. Oh, boy, that's not good stuff. Ammonium nitrate. But with a 2.9% dividend, the stock is rocking today, and it's getting an upgrade at Cowen on game-changing data. That is a stock we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're today. We're talking about all kinds of things, including the fertilizer stocks, which many would say, you know, I talk about a lot of BS all throughout the show. But the fertilizer stocks you see in South America right now, there's a dire crop situation in Argentina for corn and soybeans. I bet you didn't know that. Each crop looks like it will see shortfalls of 10 million to 15 million metric tons of product year over year. That's what the Macquarie people, actually the Cowan people, Charlie Nivert, who covers the fertilizer stocks. Poor guy's got to always sit by himself on the airplane. No one will sit next to him. He says there's a big catalyst that will trigger a long-awaited pricing recovery in potash and nitrogen and other needed nutrients for our crops. And you're seeing CF Industries making a very nice move here today, and it is a stock that I own in my income portfolio. This is the portfolio where I take a look at a stock like CF Industries with a 2.6% dividend yield, and I say, why do I want to own a 10-year bond with a 2.85 yield and lots of downside risk because of rising interest rates, when I can own a stock that has upside capital appreciation potential that's paying a 2.9%, 2.6% dividend yield? And if I can put together a portfolio of 25 to 30 such stocks, I would much prefer that to a bond portfolio in this current environment that we have in the stock market. Another stock that is in that income portfolio is in the news today. That's Caterpillar. Now, Caterpillar has sold off pretty hard here recently, but it's sitting on its support level. Caterpillar, from top of 173, it's currently sitting at 147. It's down $26 a share since this whole business about the Fed and about the trade war and the tariff started. Well, now CAT is sitting on support. The big CAT pays a dividend yield. Here we are. We're in Deerfield, Illinois. How about that? What are the odds of me choosing two stocks? This was not planned. From Deerfield, Illinois today. Today is Deerfield, Illinois Day on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we have CF Industries, a fertilizer stock, and me dishing out the bowl. And we've got Caterpillar just down the street, also in Deerfield, Illinois. In the news today, it seems that their China business, China has a $1 trillion initiative called Belt and Road, in which they are helping rebuild and build infrastructure that connects China with their trading partners in Asia, in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Caterpillar has been investing heavily in China, according to a Reuters report. With the Belt and Road becoming a very important driver for Caterpillar's development. This ambitious and ever-growing $1 trillion initiative now includes projects spanning Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Caterpillar's Asia-Pacific sales increased 22% in the last quarter of 2017. It expects demand to remain strong at least through the first half of 2018. Where is Caterpillar's dividend yield right now? It is currently at 2.1%. I continue to own Caterpillar, CAT, the symbol, $87 billion company, just down the road from the stinky CF Industries plant in my income and growth portfolio, but it only represents about a 3% overall position in said portfolio. I believe in diversification. And I don't recommend stocks here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I like to give examples of companies that meet my criteria of momentum, performance, and valuation. And I found CAT to be at the current time attractively valued with a pretty good head of steam. It has a relative strength of 89 right now in the Investor's Business Daily. We'll close with this one for the day. Whose margins are next? You see, that's the aim of Jeff Bezos. Wherever he sees an industry that has some profit margins, he's going to go in there and totally disrupt the industry. And if he can walk away with a 1 or 2% margin and add it to his portfolio of all the 1 and 2% margins in all the vast industries that Amazon is involved in, he's happy. Now he's coming after the banks. Among discussions taking place in the bank boardrooms, when will Amazon show up to claim our margins? Well, Amazon is now looking at and is in early stages to create a checking account-like product. How do you fight back? Well, I own Amazon in my premier growth portfolio. Without a doubt, it is a Fernando Tatis Jr. It is still an up-and-coming company with lots of upside potential. It is not a washed-up veteran trying to make the team. What team is it trying to make? The Best Stocks Now portfolio of the Best Stocks Now large-cap companies. And Amazon, how can you not own that one? $725 billion in market capitalization. All right. Well, as you can see, as the name implies, the radio show, Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter. The app, Best Stocks Now. We're looking for those Fernando Tatis Juniors of the future. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a Hosmer on your roster or a Aaron Judge, players of today, best players now. We really don't want best players of yesteryear. And we don't really want expensive guys that aren't really producing for the amount they're being paid. Matt Kemp. I don't know why the Padres ever got Matt Kemp. Anyways, that's our philosophy here. And I throw in market timing. I've been in the market for the last 9 years, but at some point in time, when the economy starts to reverse, then we're going to, when the economy starts to zig, we're going to zig right with it. But for now, we remain invested in the market and void of bonds. If you like what you hear, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.